Oh, Joe. Good old Jojo. It's a news according to me. Well, folks, I have time to plug it in. I'm just not going to. I'm extremely, what's the word? I don't know what to say. I'm just using my computer's microphone at this point, so I'm sure the sound quality on this is going to be extremely lackluster, to say the least. I am I'm thoroughly I'm just more thoroughly disgusted the more this continues to soak in. What are we 8 months into this? Are we even 8 months into this presidency? Not even eight. Oh, something like that. You still hear pundits that are saying things, but you know, I'm convinced that pundits are locked in their little world of doing what they do, and they don't take a moment to just reflect and think about what they're saying. They grab their talking points for the day and they just start going. Because I get it. They've got the show must go on. They have to produce. They have to do different things. It's kind of just the way it is. And when you're in that environment, it spools into a constant bubble. But I seriously wonder if the rate at which news is moving forward and people are not taking any kind of moment to reflect or think about what's going on. And the things that they're saying. I know that's a lot of platitude stuff, just kind of ambiguous mishmash I'm saying here for a moment. But when you stop and reflect and take a step back and think about some of these things, we have how many different crises right now going on? There is a crisis at the border that's not even being talked about right at the moment. I mean, even the people on the right-stream media are not saying anything about it, because there's so many other things going on. The mess at the border is an impeachable offense, as far as I'm concerned. It is a telling view of the incompetence that we have in this administration, in our current leadership. We have a COVID mess right now that I'm convinced is hysterically out of control. It's a mindset, politically motivated and generated issue. I'll get into that more later. We also have a amazing debacle in Afghanistan that, in my opinion, is going to lead to world event changes beyond what COVID ever could dream to be. We have a crisis that developing, in my opinion, economically, that in any normal cycle, news cycle, would be in the news. It's like at the bottom of the news list right now. And yet, all we are focusing on, of course, and we also have a storm, you know, hitting the, literally Ida, one of the worst storms to hit the country in a long time, has hit the country. We have fires still blazing out west. Need I go on with the list of things that are happening, let alone the crime rate in Chicago, the crime rate in other cities, the debacle that is the tenant renters a moratorium or whatever they're calling it. I don't know. That's a disaster in the housing market waiting to happen. We have shortages of all kinds happening right now. And I'm not here to bring you good news today. This is not part of my show. This isn't the good news show. This is the news according to me, and it's just, you're going to get what you get. Because I'm not happy about things right now. Nor should I think that anyone should be happy about the way things are going with the country. Now, I'm happy for other reasons. I have, you know, I could sit here in my own little U-Planet world and just be happy that things are going well in my life. And I don't care about anybody else. I could do that. And I genuinely have a sense of peace and joy in my heart that empowers me to be able to look at these things realistically and not be faint of heart, to know that there is hope beyond what we see happening around us. So if you don't have that hope in your heart, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Because my faith is not, my life and my faith and the direction of my life is not based on how well the country is doing or what politicians are doing. You see, the difference between the left and people who are more of a libertarian, conservative mindset, and I know Barack Obama joked about people, about the whole idea of rugged individualism. He made jokes about that. He didn't feel that it was, he just thought that was a joke. Because, you know, it takes a village. These are the same people, by the way, that believe in evolution. And yet, that would mean that there would have had to have been a complete community or village of mutants in order for them to survive, for the mutants to survive. It couldn't have just been one mutant surviving on its own. It would have to have been, you know, a whole village, because not a single mutant would be able to survive on its own. So, anyway, I digress on that. So we have the situation now where we have a tremendous number of issues at hand. Now, I don't know if you've listened, if any of you have listened to Sky News Australia. Sky News Australia is, even though their parent company is the same as Sky News, which is in Europe, you will be surprised at the difference in the politics of Sky News Australia. They are very bold. And even their YouTube channel, which got shut down here a while back because of something that they said was actually true, but they were mistakenly, in my opinion, by accident, in quotes. Their channel was, I think it was taken down for 48 hours or 7 days or something, whatever it was. They came back with a vengeance. Because the reason that they were shut down was not even for something that they said. It was something that someone they were interviewing said. The idea that the U.S. is being looked upon in the world by other world leaders and by other even people, even pundits in the world, is losing credibility very quickly. And of course, the U.S. now has got this stain now. It's been this is ridiculous. I mean, in terms of the way people are looking at us and the one who represents us is just asleep at the wheel, literally. This guy's not a leader. There are times when he speaks that he just sounds tired. It's either an obvious attempt to act like he's empathetic, but it's really just pathetic. When he was doing his little speech with the concerning the Marines who had passed away, who had been killed, and he was talking, and it's time to move on. He was making it seem like it was really hard for him to talk, which I'm sure it is hard for him to talk, but that's an everyday thing. The man is out of touch. He's acting. 99% of the time he's acting. He's been in the political world and he's been in politics so long he doesn't even know who he is. And obviously he doesn't know who he is anymore anyway, but that's a whole other story. So we have this quote leader. Now, I look at things in circumstances and I think that not always. I know, because there's actually kind of a religion or a sect of kind of occultism almost based on this idea that God speaks to us through our circumstances. However, it's very biblical to say that God speaks to us through our circumstances. However, that's not to say that he speaks to our heart that way. His voice in our heart is different. That's his spirit speaking to us. But he reveals and manifests things around us to point us to that voice, that still small voice that he's speaking to us in. So I want to be very careful. I can't think of the name of it. It's not shamanism. It's a different kind of belief or religion kind of thing. I want to make sure I stay clear of that. However, there are certain harbingers, if you will. Like Jonathan Kahn, he had a book about that kind of thing. He talks about different things that are very clearly signs of things that God is trying to say to us. So, as we listen to the pundits speak, and as we see the things that are unfolding around us. Now, this last week, I think was, and even over the weekend, I think it was very telling, in my opinion. I look at the news very cynically now. And the things that I'm hearing and things I'm seeing that they're portraying and saying, I always definitely question what they say and do. Especially when the government does things that the news jumps on and gives us a narrative. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but after the whole debacle with the bombing in Kabul, hundreds of people died. The way I understand it now is over 100 people died. 13 of those were servicemen, and at least, I remember there may have been some more, contractors, but many of those were U.S. citizens. When you look at the numbers that they're telling us of people that they're getting out of Afghanistan, I think the number is now over 100,000. Last report I heard, and this was a couple days ago, they had gotten 140,000 people out, or right around 140,000. Of the 140,000, the number of U.S. citizens was under 5,000. They're getting foreign nationals out before they get U.S. citizens out, which I think is pathetic. You know, I understand they're getting the at-risk population out. There's issues here, folks, that we got real problems with some of this. What's happening with this mass evacuation? They're not vetting anybody, first of all. Secondly, where are they going to take these people that they're going to culturally be able to blend in? We cannot meld. I know that there's a lot of people out there that think that there are many ways to heaven and We all believe in the same God. It's just a matter of how you get there. So you have, you know, your Christians and Muslims and Hindus and shamans and all, you know, different things. And we're just all trying to find our way to God. And it's, you know, it's that, you got Oprah who thinks that the, you know, the deity is within you. On and on with some of this stuff. Which does nothing but make a liar out of Jesus. It's his own words that said he is the only way. He is the only truth and he is the only life. Period. He never, ever implied anything different than that. Whether you choose to believe that or not is up to you. I'm not going to tell you you have to believe that. I'm just saying that's what he said. That's what he was recorded as saying. So you either take him at his word or you believe something else. You just don't think that he ever said that or he didn't mean that or it meant something else in the Greek. She didn't speak Greek, but that's news for another topic. And there's this movement, and getting back to this other point I was trying to make, is that the left, primarily the progressives, those who are, I would say, extreme at their roots, they're Marxists. Communism, what you want to call it, socialism, communism, whatever you call it, it's Marxism. That's where it's going. It's progressing to Marxism. They, whether they realize it or not, government is their God. Government is the one that they depend on for their sustenance. They think the government is the solution and the answer to our problems. All we have to do is figure out this utopian society that we can create this better way. Now, I'm not saying capitalism is perfect. And I'm not saying that our republic and our founding principles are perfect. But they are certainly much better than a Marxist socialist agenda and government system. We are witnessing a strange phenomena right now of fascism by, you know, stop and think about this for a moment. Back in Germany, now how did it happen that an entire country went to war with the rest of the world and began to take over other countries? And, how do you, if you're so wrong about things with regard to, you know, the superior race, the master race, the idea of conquering the world and becoming a, you know, that this was part of a natural evolution process, that we must root out the weakest and, you know, kill off certain parts of the populations of ethnic groups. And at some point, people went along with this because they just thought it was a thing to do. It's fascism. And people who didn't go along with it were ostracized and considered enemies of the state. Now, and that's because government becomes your God. It becomes your source and your sustenance. Now, I have noticed of late that there are a lot of people who are going along with the narrative, and they're treating those who do not go along with the narrative like they're some kind of aliens, zombies, like they're wackos. And there's not even an interest in hearing the other side, because they write you off as soon as you say anything. And the thing that's really bothering me right now, it's really disturbing, and it's, again, it's got me to the point where I really, even though I haven't really had a lot of time to do it, I need to start putting time into it. is my conspiracy theory channel, which will soon be up and running. I have a lot of content for it, and I'm trying to put the content together right now so that I can hit the ground running with it, because I don't want to just be sporadic with it and then run out of content 2 weeks later. I want to have enough content to at least run the thing for 6 months, and then you know, continue to build it from there. So I'm working on ramping that up right now. However, I'm concerned that I'm going to be too late, because it's going to be, you know, we're already going to be living in the end times before I'm going to be behind the eight, you know, the, yeah. Because news is happening so much faster now, things are interesting. So, this issue right now, though, is that, here's the questions I have, and when I'm in a debate with someone about something, let's say I'm talking about COVID, talking about masks and the vaccines and that kind of thing, I'm talking about those kinds of things. There's a narrative out there that is being pushed on the population, and the population's hearing it and just believing that that's the case. That's just the way it is. And if you don't go along with it, you must be some kind of a nut. And when you go to pull up information about things, if you just go to Google or you go to Wikipedia, and you go to pull up information on these things, you will find there is a really strange phenomena beginning to happen. It seems at this point that history is being changed before our eyes. It's being rewritten and re-examined and it's refined by the woke folks that want to make it what they want to make it. I recently was talking to someone about Dr. Robert Malone. And when I went to look up some things about Robert Malone, the only thing that came up on Wikipedia, the only thing you could really find on the top search lists, was that he was a conspiracy theory nut and had all these, he's a critic of this and that. He's a knucklehead. He's a nutcase. Well, and the lady who now is Caitlin, I can't really pronounce her last name. Not sure how to pronounce it for sure. And she's being accredited with being the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. She has had articles written about her and puff pieces done by Forbes and other places. What's interesting is that they are very careful about the wording that they use. Now, she came over here, I think, from Hungary, and is a success story. No doubt that she's well studied and has basically pulled herself up with rugged individualism, by the way. And very hard worker, started with nothing and just made something of her life. That being said, when you listen carefully to her story, she came across research on the mRNA vaccine. That's what spawned her quest to dig into that deeper and be part of the creation of an mRNA vaccine. Now, mRNA vaccines are brand new. They're new. This is the first time they've been implemented on any kind of a wide scale. however they've been studied and created, or if you will, on paper at least, since about 1985, 1986. Caitlin did not start studying mRNA vaccine until 1990. The research that she studied was from a one Dr. Robert Malone. He was the guy who put together the idea, the foundational thesis on mRNA vaccine. If anybody knows it, it's him. However, media will not have you give him any credit or any authority. Now, you know, while Dr. Fauci, I'm going to call him that, Anthony, he is, he may be a well-known virologist, an epidemiologist. With regard to vaccination, he is not the expert. I would say that Dr. Malone is probably one of the top experts in vaccinations when it comes to viruses. He has some serious questions and problems and issues with the way this mRNA vaccination is being done and used. He has credibility with the CDC, and he's in communication with them almost on a daily basis. And yet the media and the political narrative right now is to completely malign him and consider him a nut because of his questioning and issues that he has with the current use of the mRNA vaccine. Now you have, you know, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, all using this thing. There are some serious issues and serious questions. For instance, the latest study, the latest reports are that a person who has been vaccinated is much more likely to carry the vaccine or carry the virus and not show any symptoms. In other words, they can still spread the virus. A person who has natural immunity is less likely to spread the virus and less likely to carry the high numbers of virus. So here's the problem. If you haven't had the vaccine and you get COVID, yes, your symptoms are probably as they're saying, probably going to be worse. Your chance of dying may be greater, which still isn't very much. There are therapeutics right now, that early therapeutics that are obviously very extremely effective. The issue here is that we have vaccinated individuals running around who have been told by Joe Biden that if they have the vaccination, they're not going to get COVID, which is a lie. It's a flat-out lie. You know, he's also the guy who said that the Afghan army is 300,000 strong, and they've got all this, you know, they got 20,000 armored vehicles that we gave them, 30 helicopters and however many. They have C-117 or C-17s over there. And it's C-130s. Helicopters. They have Black Hawk helicopters. They have 30 Black Hawk helicopters. The Australian Army only has 35. This is absolutely amazing. What a debacle. And that whole thing, the more I learn about the things that they've been able to, that they just left over there, it just continue to blow my mind, let alone the bundles of cash. Why would you leave cash there? It's almost like they meant to do this. And it's, so you have this issue now. So And I think I was listening to the Hodge twins the other day, and they kind of made the best, probably best statement about this. If you've had the vaccine and you want to wear a mask, if that's so effective, why do you care if anybody's not had the vaccination? Well, because you're going to kill grandma. Well, but grandma's had the vaccination, right? Why don't you protect her? So the natural tendency here is to throw other people into a, even if it's just a kind of a virtual world that's kind of like a concentration camp. We're going to deprive you of certain liberties. You're not going to be able to go to the store. You're not going to be able to go to this. There's a lady who was just recently had her child visitation rights, her custodial rights taken away from her. Her own kids. Can't see him because she's unwilling to take the vaccine. I'm not sure what country it was in. I'm not sure, but the judge ruled. May have been in this country. I don't know. Just the kind of hysteria that's going on right now. So it's this weird, and here's the thing. There's going to be the U.S. Open tennis match is saying that you can only attend. They're going to have full capacity at the U.S. Open, but you can only attend if you've been vaccinated. Well, here's a question for you. Does that mean that nobody there is carrying the virus? It seems to me that if you've had the vaccine, you actually become more, what I would call, you become a super spreader. Because you can carry it and not have any kind of indication that you're carrying it. The Delta virus, the Delta variant, or if you want to call it that, apparently has 1,000 times more whatever it is, the levels of viral infection or whatever, the viral level within your body is like 1,000 times greater, which is why it's more contagious. And if you have the vaccine, you can carry it and you don't know it. And then you pass it on to someone else. You can pass it on to someone else who has the vaccination. And then you pass that on, and then, of course, so really the ones who are at risk here are the ones who haven't been vaccinated. It's the vaccinated people who are really spreading this thing worse. And there is some question as to whether or not your natural immunity will kick in if you've been vaccinated. So are you really developing any natural immunity to this thing? That's also another question. And it's a valid question. Considering that they're talking about boosters for people who have had the vaccine now, had two shots, now they're talking about a booster, because apparently the vaccine only deteriorates within to down to, I've heard numbers from 40 to 60% effectiveness in eight months to a year. Now stop and think about all that for a moment. It's natural immunity. It does something that's kind of an interesting, as I've read this, and I understand it. Natural immunity, even though your antibodies in your system may be very, actually might almost completely disappear. They can test you and you have no antibodies. However, your T cells and the bone marrow in your body actually had, that's where is there's this, it's contained that this immunity system works. And there's a memory in your T cells that know how to create the antibodies again. So they have this new programming because of the way your body responded to the initial infection of the virus. I'm not a doctor, I'm not sure if this is all true or not. This is my understanding of it. I could be very wrong. You could make comments if I'm wrong. You know something else that I don't know, but you probably do. And this whole thing has been being played as if the people who are irresponsible are the ones who are not getting the vaccine. A lot of the people who aren't getting the vaccine, a lot of the people, not everybody, a lot of the people who aren't getting the vaccine are doing it based on things that they've researched and education that they've received. Not just doing it because they want to be cantankerous. The other thing, and of course, everybody who doesn't want the vaccine is being called a Trumper, a right-winger, conspiracy theorist, whatever you want to call it. What's amazing to me is that the highest percentage of individuals within groups, if you want to group people into certain groups, the highest number, percentage-wise, is in the Black community, African-American community. Over 60% have not been vaccinated because they do not trust the government. There are reasons for that, reasons for them not trusting the government, and I go into that, but there's some real serious issues there. And it's right now, it has become so politicized. There's such a political stigma about this whole thing that I personally have to agree why is there such a demand and push and stigma and narrative in this whole process? That, you know, they're charging employees and not going to be able to be hired, and I can't go to the grocery store. You can't do this, that, or the other thing if you haven't had the vaccine. It's downright, I would say, scary, and it's very telling that there's so much of a push and so much political agenda behind this thing. I mean, what's the purpose, Kevin? Well, I think it's just an issue of control. It is an issue of fear and control. And unfortunately, here's what I think is going to happen. This is just all hypothesis on my part. Personally, I think that some of the doctors kind of know, or they have a suspicion, or they're getting concerned, because there are some communities, there are some countries where the vaccination rate is over 80%, and they're still having outbreaks, and they're still having deaths, and they're still having issues. And now the CEO of Pfizer has come out and said that there's very likely possibility that at some point the vaccines are not going to be effective on this thing. My concern is that we are changing our natural immunity system by taking this vaccine. And this did happen, by the way, with regard to some of the other earlier testing in mRNA vaccines, and the reason that this is the first time it's been out and used is because the immune system in some of the research communities that they used among animal populations showed that the immune systems collapsed. And there was an overrun of issues. In other words, a lot of the test animals died and couldn't, you know, because they basically had no immunity left. Their immune systems broke down, or their immune systems attacked their own body. This is what we're dealing with. So the question is, well, is this going to happen? I think we're messing with something we don't understand the long-term ramifications for. And how their virus responds to that kind of immuno system is also unknown yet. How it affects fertility rates or, you know, long-term birth defects. We just don't know. This thing's been out for like less than a year, basically. So these are the things I'm concerned about. Now, I'm at an age where, of course, I'm beyond childbearing, all that kind of stuff. I don't think I'll be, I don't know, if I have kids anymore or not, I don't know. But, Abraham was pretty old. So, lots of things going on, and I just don't trust this administration to give me the straight truth. I believe that the FDA has become politicized. I believe the CDC has been politicized for a long time. And I think that they're, in a sense, they're another extension of the deep state. Things that are going on over in Afghanistan, I think there's kind of crazy plans there. What's going to be unfolding throughout the rest of the world, this thing's going to have ripple effect that goes long beyond. We know. It's just different things. It's just very disconcerting. And I'm sorry. This is, hey, have a great morning. Actually, it's afternoon already. It's Monday, August 30th, by the way, 2:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the time I'm recording this. It's gone a little bit long. I'm in Albany, New York right now, and not sure when I'm going to get out of here because my flight's delayed, but I'm supposed to get back into, I should be home by tonight. That's the plan, anyway. We'll see if that works. I don't know. In the meantime, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week in your own personal lives, that you experience health and wealth and safety for you and your kin. And hope that you have the energy and the time and the empathy to pray for our nation, our leaders, people in the world, our servicemen and women, those who defend and protect, those who work on the, those who just go about their daily lives working, trying to make a living, trying to do the best they can to be productive in society. And help us to have our eyes open to the truth of what's going on. Meantime, have a great day, everybody. Chin up, stay hopeful. Perfect.